available all over the fine city of Vancouver. For a complete list of distribution locations, why not go online to discorder.ca.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and online at CITR.ca. This is What Pink Sounds Like. In the next hour, join me, your host, Ashley Kissman, as we celebrate women in media and in music. Increasing feminist content on the airwaves, one song at a time.
Let us make a change. Why can't we turn the page? Don't make us safer. You and your thoughts are the unsafer. Let us make a change. Why can't we turn the page? Don't make us safer. You and your thoughts are the unsafer.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, of course. My name is Ashley Kissman, and today we've got a great show for you. Lots of new music from St. Vincent, Library Voices, and the PAC AD. But what I'm really excited about is the Vancouver International Film Festival. It's coming to town. Starting September 29th and continuing on until October 14th is the 30th annual Vancouver International Film Festival. Always exciting and continuously growing and just bringing different films to Vancouver. This is actually the fifth largest in all of North America, so that's pretty cool. 10 different screens from films from 80 different countries, and CITR, yours truly right here, is actually sponsoring one film in particular, and it's a film that's very close to my heart. The film is called The Girls in the Band, which is actually, it's going to be its world premiere at the BIFF. It's a documentary about the women of jazz from the 30s and 40s to present day, and this isn't just the jazz singers that perhaps historically were more familiar about, but actually, in fact, the instrumentalists and the all-female big bands, you know, back before rock and roll and Elvis Presley and, you know, when rock bands got on stage. The thing to do in the 30s and 40s was, when you went out dancing, was you'd have these big, grand bands on stage with perhaps one singer, but then this just huge orchestra that would just really create this great dance music for you back then. The cool thing was jazz. I was lucky enough to get a sneak peek of the film, and I'll be sure to give you my film review later in the hour, so don't go anywhere. But hey, but first, here's new music from Las Kellys, the girl group from Argentina that I just really can't get enough of, like, at all. This is Prince in Blue off their album, Kellys.
The paper straight, sign it, don't be late.
Eleanor Friedberger with Heaven off her album last summer. That album and is actually number one right now on CITR's top 30 charts, which kind of comes out every Tuesday, actually. So she could be replaced today, but she is definitely an album that's been very, very popular here at CITR, and just continues to be one of my favorite albums of the summer for sure. Before that was Las Kellys with Prince in Blue off their album Kellys. Up next, we're going to have some ladies' things from the Love Cuts as well as Library Voices, and after that, my review of the film The Girls in the Band, one of the films featured in the Vancouver International Film Festival that's coming to town very soon. So stay tuned for that. I've got a lot more details for you coming up very shortly. But here is the latest from Library Voices, very popular indie band, and off their album, new album is called Summer of Lust. This is Generation Hand Clap.
On yourself, trying to turn your bones and blood into something you could sell, something you could pawn off as intelligent. You spend your whole life working on your health until one day your habits disassemble. Go on to find something else, try telling that to your creditors.
What's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca. Deception, passion, romance, revenge. Is this the story of your life? If not, liven it up with Shakespeare. There's still time to enter the world of the greatest English playwright ever, Under the Tents at Bard on the Beach. There are matinee and evening performances to September 24th. Good seats are available for all four productions, and the evening youth price is just $30. Get your reserved seats now, online at bardonthebeach.org, or call the box office 604-739-0559.
That was the Love Cuts, a local trio that I had the pleasure of interviewing way back when. And that's more of the Love Cuts right there for you. Go to their Bandcamp page, lovecuts.bandcamp.com, to stream their five-track EP. It's really just fun music. If you want to check out the interview, you can always search it up at my blog, whatpinksoundslike.com. You're listening to What Pink Sounds Like here on CITR. And my name is Ashley Kissman. What I want to talk about now is the Vancouver International Film Festival, which is coming to town September 29th to October 14th. And there's this one documentary in particular that CITR is actually sponsoring because, you know, we're huge fans of film. And all you film goers out there, we have an appreciation for it. This film in particular is called The Girls in the Band. And this one was really close to my heart. It goes really closely with my show here at CITR and what I want to do, and is really meaning highlighting women in media and in music. And that's what I'm all about. CITR supports that. So we want to showcase The Girls in the Band. It's directed by Judy Chekin, and it features the stories of women of the jazz era and the 30s and 40s prior, and in fact during World War II in the U.S. And it really highlights how women were severely underrepresented, not only today when you look back on jazz music as a historical subject, but, you know, during its time, people weren't really that appreciative of female jazz musicians. And we're not just talking about the famous jazz singers that a lot of us are familiar with, maybe Ella Fitzgerald, maybe Nina Simone, but in fact, the instrumentalists and musicians and composers and writers of music that really didn't always get the credit that they deserved. The documentary film sets out to explore and uncover the amazing stories, personal stories of these female jazz musicians. It interviews a lot of them, including some that I can think of off the top of my head. We have Mary Lou Williams, Clora Bryant, Cindy Blackman, Little Hardin Armstrong, which is actually the wife of Louis Armstrong, Melba Liston, Sherry Miracle, Patrice Rushen, and many more. And the film, while most of the bulk of the film actually features on the 30s and 40s, kind of the big band jazz era, it does actually bring us to the scene of jazz today. And what artists are actually making a scene now, which is, of course, Esperanza Spalding, which we've featured many times on this program, Diana Krall, and the likes of Maria Schneider. So what did I think about the film? Well, the film was really cool. I'm just going to put it out there for you. It was really, really nice. And you know what? Although it was a documentary, it really reminded me of, if you've ever seen the movie, and I know I'm sure most of you have, A League of Their Own. You know, the baseball movie, Madonna's in it, some other famous people are in it. But A League of Their Own, you know, where these women wanted to play baseball so badly, a league was finally created when all the men went off to go fight in World War II. And then, of course, they kind of had their moment to shine. All of a sudden, there was a gap for baseball, for people to go watch as a spectator sport, and this women's league filled it. And unfortunately, as soon as the war was over, the women's league was eliminated, which is an all too familiar story for many things that happened in that era, including what was happening in for all girl jazz bands. So I don't know if you are particular into jazz, but the film highlights such bands as the International Sweethearts of Rhythm, and it really talks about how this group and many individuals in the jazz community faced racism and sexism, and just unbelievable racism and sexism that you like to think, you know, never really happened. But of course it did. One in particular, it highlights the group, the International Sweethearts of Rhythm, and how they went and toured the South. Now, most of the band was made up of African-American women, mixed women, one Asian woman, and one white woman. And it was really interesting because they went down this, you know, this band was predominantly from the Midwest, Chicago area, and they went down south to the Deep South, and they realized that the Jim Crow laws were, of course, very much still intact. And many people boycotted the band playing at clubs because they didn't agree with the interracial mixing, you know, both black and white on stage and all that good stuff. So it's really, really interesting. And of course, another really interesting thing the film does touch on is, and again, brings me back to the similarities between the film A League of Their Own, you know, Hollywood film League of Their Own, is that when the women were on stage, they had to dress very provocatively in order just to get attention. And they made the interesting point that a man musician could be 300 pounds and, you know, blown into his trumpet or trombone and no one would really think the difference. They would just look at his talent. But women had to be in form-fitting dresses. They had to smile while they played their instruments, where if you know if you're playing a horn instrument, that's just not really possible. And so they had a lot of pressure on them, as they not only had to be and play like a man, you know, of course, the universal man, to be accepted, but they actually had to exceed that, and they had to be better, again, which is a story that's all too true. The film is really interesting, and I think it's important for not only young women to watch, but everyone to watch, just to see that there was a group of women who were part of creating jazz and making jazz, and just because we don't see them in our history books, or just because we don't see them always played on jazz stations, doesn't mean they didn't have an amazing impact. Anyways, to check out the film, I highly recommend it. It'll make you laugh. It almost brought me to tears at one point just because of the discrimination that these ladies faced. And just the decisions they had to make about their own personal lives and whether to pursue music or whether to follow the more traditional route of staying at home. And anyways, check it out. You don't want to miss it. Some of the screenings are happening Tuesday, October 11th, 6:40 p.m. at the Empire Granville. And it's about $12 for a ticket there. Wednesday, October 12th at 4:20 at the Empire Granville 7. And that's $10. And then Friday, October 14th at Van City Theater at 9:15 p.m., $10. If you want that information, just go to CITR.ca. We have that information there since CITR is sponsoring the film. For more information about the Vancouver International Film Festival in general, or to check out all the films, definitely want to go to VIFF.org. And you can get all that information there. But if you really are intrigued by this film, if I've hooked you at all, go to girlsintheband.com. And that will really intrigue you further to learn more about female musicians in the jazz era, what they did then and what they're doing today. And, you know, how you can appreciate it, even if jazz isn't the type of music that you necessarily listen to while you're driving home from a hard day at work. It really is quite astounding what some of these ladies have accomplished. And I will also, by tomorrow, have that information posted on my blog, whatpinksoundslike.com. And there's also a really cool trailer about the film, too. So go check that out, again, on CITR.ca, thegirlsintheband.com, and then tomorrow on my blog, whatpinksoundslike.com. So now that I've gone on about that, I've got to play you, of course, some of the jazz musicians featured in the outstanding film. And just to let you know, next week I do hope, potentially, maybe, fingers crossed, to get an interview with the director herself, Judy Chacon. So stay tuned for that. I'll keep you posted on my blog and, of course, keep you posted on CITR, an amazing film. You definitely don't want to miss it. Add it to the number of films you just have to go see at the Vancouver International Film Festival. Here is Mary Lou Williams with Willis off of her album Mary Lou's Mass. Thank you.
little fly, that summer's play. My thoughtless hand has brushed away
What does the color pink sound like? Is it hip-hop?
Pimp playing sharp, it don't matter. I'm fatter, axe butter, how I zone.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that. I'm chill like
it's rock.
I know you can.
Or maybe it's country.
Oh, when won't you blow up, I go. For tonight I have.
It's jazz. It's electronic. Join me, your host, Ashley Kissman, every Tuesday during your lunch hour from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. on CITR to discover what pink sounds like, celebrating women in media and in music. And that was Esperanza Spalding with Little Fly off her album Chamber Music Society. And before that was Mary Lou Williams with the track Willis off of her album Mary Lou's Mass. Interesting fact, it's called Mary Lou's Mass because she got a deeply religious. Mary Lou Williams is a famous jazz composer, as well as instrumentalist, genius, actually. And she got very religious with the Catholic faith. And she decided to devote most of the second half of her music making career to really producing more religious based music, and that's where her inspiration came from. Really cool fun facts that you can learn if you go see the Girls in the Band, one of the documentaries CITR is sponsoring at the Vancouver International Film Festival. Up next, the Pack AD has a new album, and I'm super excited about this because I don't know about you, but I'm a huge fan of the Pack AD. So it's getting rave reviews as well. Vancouver Sun gives it a 4 out of 5. Exclaim just raves about it. Exclaim Magazine. So again, this is put out by Minch Records. This is their 4th album. And the Pack AD is made up of Becky Black and Maya Miller. And it's a much different take than their 2010's We Kill Computers. It has a much more natural and softer sound, but at the same time, something still really gutsy and punchy that is just so famous to the Pack AD's style of this awesome rock and roll. And of course, they still have that bluesy feel to it. Anyways, guys, go ahead and check it out. This is Sirens, which is their first release off their latest album, Unpersons.
Good magazine article.
Discorder is that magazine published by CITR 101.9 FM. In it, you'll find reviews of concerts and albums, stories about bands and artists, comics, and more, including a comprehensive guide to CITR's program.
In the September issue, read up on local thrashers Joyce Collingwood, Busy Blues Babes the Pack AD, and the long-awaited debut album from Lost Lovers Brigade.
Discorder is available all over the fine city of Vancouver. For a complete list of distribution locations, why not go online to discorder.ca.
Real polite, 'cause I'm a good
Thinking about studying a diploma, undergrad, or postgrad degree overseas? Or how about volunteering or working abroad? Language travel? Adventure travel? If you answered yes to any or all of these, you should check out the Study and Go Abroad Fair, Tuesday, October 4th from 12 to 6 p.m. at the Vancouver Convention Center. All attendees will be entered into a grand prize draw. Universities and colleges from around the world will be on hand to talk to interested students. To register and learn more, visit studyandgoabroad.com.
You're listening to What Pink Sounds Like here on CITR, celebrating women in media and in music. I'm Ashley Kissman. Before that, we heard the latest from the Pack AD with their new album, Unpersons, and that was their single, Sirens. So I can see what people are saying. It's softer vocals in a way, but they still got that punch there, which, I mean, is why I think everyone loves the Pack AD in the first place. Check it out. New album, Unpersons, go get it. After that was Saida Baba Taliba. I've proclaimed her the new Canadian queen of funk and soul. If you feel the same way, go to her website, sbtmusic.com. That's her initials, and then music.com. You can stream her album there. Don't you love that now? Everyone just streams their album. It's awesome. And after that was Saint Vincent off of the album Strange Mercy, getting lots of popular attention right now. That was the track Cruel. Up next, I want to introduce to you friends of our friends here at What Pink Sounds Like, Low Spin. This is a band called Sweet-ish. Well, that is, if you can call them a band. Laura Lee Schultz, a friend of Low Spin, contacted me and said, "Hey, Ashley, check out our stuff. Think your listeners at What Pink Sounds Like might like it." And I think I'd have to agree. I think you guys are going to like it. So this band, if you can call them a band, because they call themselves a non-band, and I know this is getting really confusing, so let me just put it out there. They wanted a break from the usual band grind, so L.L. Schultz, which is vocals, guitars, keyboards, also known as Laura, and Melanie Covey, which is percussion, started EP Island. It's a side project that would exist only when they wanted it to. They schedule these crazy random one-weekend events where they just record and write for 1 weekend only over like 3 days at a time. And then it's like they just put it out there. Whatever they create, they put it out there. It's a really intense creative experience and process, and it's very immediate satisfaction. It sounds really cool, I have to say, and it also is quite good. So this is Sweet-ish is their latest release. They actually came out with Good-ish in 2008 and Rad-ish in 2009. I wonder what the next one is going to be. We might have to bring them in to ask them that question. How do you come up with those names, you know? The latest EP, Sweet-ish, features veteran indie rocker Sarah Jane Truman from The Doers and Secret Mommy. And bringing that mix in, Laura said it was just a ton of fun. So check it out now. They do have their stuff up on SoundCloud right now if you can access that. And they also have a MySpace page, myspace.com/EP Island. Anyways, go check it out. Here is Engine Cleaner, which is the single they're coming out with right now, right here on CITR.
Thank you.
And that was the non-band Sweet-ish, and that was their latest release, Sweet-ish. Go to myspace.com/EP Island to check out more of that if you're interested. Really a cool concept to get together, you jam, and you just produce whatever's out there. Feel like it would really cure people who maybe try to be perfectionists. Although I have to say that did sound pretty perfect to me, guys. So anyways, thanks for listening to What Pink Sounds Like today. Stay tuned to CITR because Linda is coming up next with Give 'Em the Boot. And she'll bring you until 3 p.m. But remember, go check out that movie, The Girls and the Band, at the Vancouver International Film Festival. Go to the website, thegirlsandtheband.com, to see the trailer and to see the story behind the film.